Conrad's Fate by Diana Wynne Jones. The recording of this book has been made possible by a kind donation from District 2 of the Association of Inner Wheel Clubs of Great Britain and Ireland.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31b. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
To Stella Paskins. Author's Preface. This book, and all the other books about Crestomancy, take place in a universe made up of many worlds. People living in these worlds have explored them and given them the name Related Series, on the grounds that the same languages are spoken in each. There are 12 such series, numbered 1 to 12, and there are usually 9 different worlds in each series, each of which will share the same geography as others of the same number. For instance, Series 2 is a mass of marshy land and rivers, Series 5 is all islands, and Series 7 has the worlds where the British Isles have not split off from the continent of Europe. Crestomancy himself lives in Series 12A, which is like our own world, except that magic is common here. Our own world is 12B and does not have magic to speak of. A magic user using the proper spells can easily cross from one world to another, which is what Christopher does in this book. Conrad's Fate takes place in Series 7, and although there are in fact thousands of different worlds, none of the others need concern you here. Chapter 1. When I was small, I always thought Stallery Mansion was some kind of fairy tale castle. I could see it from my bedroom window, high in the mountains above Stolchester, flashing with glass and